What are you seeing in your wheat fields? I'm seeing new growth in fields, but there's a difference in how much new growth I'm finding. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for K-State Research and Extension. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. One of the things that I look for in wheat when I'm assessing freeze damage is the presence of new growth. This is new growth from the leaves in the whorl. If there is green growth that looks pretty healthy, then I know the likelihood of damage to that growing point is much less. This is because the bottom of that newest leaf is attached to the growing point. If that growing point is damaged, then there will be minimal or very little new growth. If I find no or minimal leaf growth, then I will always investigate further. To do that, I cut into the stems and look at the developing wheat head and the growing point. If either of these are a tannish brown color or look shriveled up, then there is likely damage from the cold temperatures. I've been out looking at wheat over the last several days, and I have found a range of effects from the cold temperatures. I found wheat that just has the tips bronzed or froze by those cold temperatures. That necrotic tissue is just on the tips of the leaves and new growth is resuming, seemingly unaffected by the cold temperatures. In many cases, there are fields with quite a bit of growth on that wheat and there's minimal residue cover on the soil surface. So I think that warm heat radiating up from the soil helped buffer those cold temperatures and we're seeing those effects showing up now. I've also looked at fields or parts of fields with quite a bit of growth that took the freeze quite a bit harder. These fields were green and fairly lush going into the cold temperatures right after Easter. These fields still have that bronzy brownish cast to them and are showing just some new growth. However, I can also find whole tillers that are brown and necrotic and are actually getting crispy because they're drying out. Many times these fields or areas of fields were the most exposed to those cold north winds. In the smaller wheat, I've also found a range of effects from the cold temperatures. There is wheat that is resuming growth pretty quickly, and other wheat that seems to be kind of stalled out and has growing points and developing wheat heads that are brown. As you can tell, I'm struggling to draw many overall conclusions about the conditions of the wheat. There's quite a range of symptoms and many factors are affecting how that wheat handled those cold temperatures, and a lot of that is production differences and environmental differences. If you're out looking at your wheat and are unsure of what you're looking at, you can snap a picture and send it to me. I also put together a video on what to look for in wheat when looking for freeze damage. I have a link to that video posted on my website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. And I also have it posted on my Facebook page at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to call. You can reach me at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, or Sharon Springs, or you can get a hold of me on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby.